a lot of the things that I thought about the college have been confirmed. It's a really warm and welcoming institution with innovative faculty staff who have transformed the college in the past 8 years, and with really wonderful students who are eager to learn and take the education that they are obtaining at Elms College in order to achieve their dreams and aspirations. I've also found that Western New England is a very warm and welcoming place. My family and I lived in Framingham for really the past 13 years, and so it wasn't a big move coming to the Springfield area, but we're really enjoying ourselves and getting to know people and getting acclimated with the region.
Why'd you take the job at Elms?
Well, I have been in higher education administration for the past 20 years nearly. I've studied higher education administration. I've worked at large institutions like Harvard, Boston College, Boston University, and small liberal arts institutions like St. Anselm College. I've thought that a presidency would offer me the opportunity to help people achieve their dreams and aspirations in a unique way. I also serve on the commission for the Institution of Higher Education for the New England Association of Schools and Colleges, and that has provided me with an exposure to a variety of institutions, of schools and institutions. I wanted to find an institution that was committed to diversity, committed to academic excellence, that has a tradition of really helping those particularly that are least likely to obtain a strong education do so. And I came across the College of Our Lady of the Elms, and I thought that it was a perfect match with those aspirations. The College of Our Lady of the Elms, in the tradition of the Sisters of St. Joseph, is really strongly committed to serving a diversity of people, diversity of women and men from a diversity of background, in a diversity of formats and ways of educating them. And this appealed to my view and sense of commitment to diversity. In addition, the College of Our Lady of the Elms has, in the tradition of the Sisters of St. Joseph, a strong commitment to academic excellence. And this was also, you know, a very good match for me. And I came to campus and I met the faculty who really, along with the administration, in the past 8 years, have been really entrepreneurial, working closely with students, working closely with our partners, community colleges, to put innovative programs that help all kinds of students achieve their goals. And I've met the students who are, as I mentioned before, wonderful, warm, like all students have their anxieties about the future, but also are so generous toward one another, so welcoming. And so it was confirmed for me that, you know, this is the place where I want to contribute the experience that I have in higher education and help those young people and partner with the faculty and staff to help young people and less young people from a variety of life backgrounds achieve their dreams and aspirations.
So what are your plans or goals there?
Well, in the past 3 months, we've been engaged as a community in a conversation to think about what is distinctive about us as an institution and to think about our aspirations for the future. One, we want to continue to strengthen that strong academic reputation that the college has in disciplines such as education, nursing, management, communication sciences and disorders. So some of the strong program reputation that we have. In addition to that, the faculty has been really putting forth some interdisciplinary efforts to solve the problems for the area, but also that can be not only regional, but also that could solve national problems. Some examples are entrepreneurship. We have a new Center for Entrepreneurial Leadership that is helping entrepreneurs and business people in the Greater Valley region come up with the tools that they need to launch businesses and to provide jobs for the area. So our efforts in entrepreneurial leadership will be strengthened and magnified. Similarly, we have a strong record and strong competency and capacity for ethical leadership at the college. And so we have a program for entrepreneurial leadership that will respond to the need of the really the environment and the community for strong ethical values and ethical leadership programs that are sort of at the cross section of business management and leadership, nursing, healthcare, and leadership, and so that will blend those disciplines and provide the strong core and the strong foundation for ethics that the college is known for. Also, another a third idea that our education department is coming up with is, to solve the problem of urban education, the need of the region and indeed the country for educators that are prepared to address the special needs of students in an urban setting. So people that are prepared, that are strong academically, but also that have the cultural awareness and sensitivity to address the needs of urban education. So we will be putting those interdisciplinary programs, enhancing them, and putting them at the service of the region to solve those really tough, complex regional problems.
It sounds like you've really hit the ground running over there. So are you excited about the activities that are going on this week for your inauguration?
I am very excited, and the entire college community is excited. We are prepared to welcome a number of sister institutions and friends of the college, people that are newly discovering the college. So there will be hundreds of friends and visitors coming to the College of Our Lady of the Elms on Friday. There is a whole week of inauguration activities that are going on starting today, but it will culminate on Friday with the installation ceremony, and the entire college community is really excited and looking to the future with a lot of enthusiasm.